Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nay Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Getting Past Your Past, Take Control of Your Life with Self-Help Techniques from EMDR Therapy. Francine Shapiro, the originator of Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing, EMDR Therapy, offers a comprehensive guide to understanding how the past can control our present and how we can overcome it. Through a combination of personal stories, client experiences, and scientific insights, Shapiro provides readers with the tools to understand their emotional wounds and offers practical steps to heal them. The book breaks down the complex process of EMDR and makes it accessible to the average reader, empowering them to take charge of their lives by confronting and overcoming past traumas. It's an enlightening read that demystifies the psychological processes behind distressing memories and showcases how transforming these memories can lead to profound changes in one's life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding EMDR, eye movement desensitization, and reprocessing, EMDR, is a psychotherapy treatment originally designed to alleviate the distress associated with traumatic memories. Shapiro introduces readers to the foundational concepts of EMDR, explaining how the brain processes traumatic experiences and why they can lead to prolonged psychological distress. The technique involves an 8-phase process that includes having the patient recall distressing images while receiving one of several types of bilateral sensory input, such as side-to-side eye movements. Shapiro delves into the scientific reasoning behind the therapy, illustrating how EMDR works to unlock the nervous system and allow the brain to process and heal from trauma. The explanation serves as a crucial foundation for understanding the potential of EMDR therapy to transform lives. Secondly, the role of memory in personal development. Shapiro explores the intricate relationship between memory and personal development, emphasizing how our histories shape who we are. The book provides insights into how negative experiences and traumatic memories can become stuck in the brain, influencing how we think, feel, and act in the present. Shapiro explains the concept of unprocessed memories, which can lead to emotional and psychological disturbances such as anxiety, depression, and PTSD. By using EMDR therapy to process these memories, individuals can break free from the chains of their past, leading to significant improvements in their overall well-being and personal development. Thirdly, self-help strategies from EMDR. A pivotal section of the book outlines practical self-help strategies inspired by EMDR therapy. Shapiro does not suggest that individuals can or should perform EMDR therapy on themselves, but provides techniques to manage stress, anxiety, and negative thoughts. These strategies are designed to help readers identify and begin to work through emotional distress on their own. Techniques include grounding exercises, journaling, and visualization methods, all aimed at increasing emotional awareness and resilience. Shapiro's guidance empowers readers to take initial steps towards healing, emphasizing self-help as a complementary approach alongside professional therapy. Fourthly, transforming personal relationships. Shapiro discusses how unprocessed memories and unresolved traumas can negatively impact personal relationships. The book examines patterns of attachment, communication issues, and emotional reactivity that may stem from past experiences. By addressing and processing these underlying issues through EMDR therapy, individuals can improve their relationships with others. Shapiro provides case studies and examples to illustrate how individuals have successfully overcome their relational challenges by working through their traumas, leading to healthier and more fulfilling relationships. Lastly, the future of EMDR and mental health. The final section of the book looks forward to the future of EMDR therapy and its place within the mental health field. Shapiro discusses ongoing research, the expansion of EMDR to treat a variety of conditions beyond PTSD, and the growing recognition of its efficacy among mental health professionals. She advocates for greater access to EMDR therapy and increased awareness of its benefits. This discussion highlights the importance of innovation in psychotherapy and the potential of EMDR to change the landscape of mental health treatment. In conclusion, Getting Past Your Past, Take Control of Your Life with Self-Help Techniques from EMDR Therapy is an essential read for anyone looking to understand the impact of past traumas on their life and seeking practical tools for healing. Francine Shapiro's pioneering work in EMDR provides a beacon of hope for individuals struggling with emotional distress. The book is particularly beneficial for survivors of trauma mental health professionals, and anyone interested in the science of memory and healing. By providing self-help strategies and a deeper understanding of EMDR therapy, Shapiro offers readers a pathway to reclaiming their lives and moving forward with renewed strength and optimism. If you would like to support Francine Shapiro, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.